contrast at the Supreme Court. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Serious on the inside, loud on the outside, as the justices heard former President Trump's claim of immunity from federal prosecution in an election interference case. Fox's Shannon Bream at the court.
Justice Alito seemed to have one of the themes, which was there's a real worry that if they do not allow some kind of immunity for presidents, that there will be great worries that the minute somebody is out of office, a contentious election, we've seen a few of those in recent years, that the person who loses will feel like they're an immediate threat to being prosecuted or going to jail. Now, on the other side of that coin, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson was very worried about what happens if this court makes a decision giving broad, sweeping, absolute immunity against criminal activity for a former president from when he was in office.
And the justice is also circling around a debate over official versus private actions. The former publisher of the National Enquirer on the stand for a third day at the former president's New York trial tied to hush money allegations. George Washington University calling in D.C. Metro Police to relocate an unauthorized protest encampment after demonstrators refused to move as a new wave of pro-Palestinian protests continues to spread. A pro-Israel event planned at Columbia University in New York. President Biden taking his economic agenda back on the road, touting billions in investments spurred by the CHIPS Act.
We're building on that commitment with a landmark preliminary agreement between my administration and Micron, a major chip manufacturer, which is building these fabs here in upstate New York.
The president's in Syracuse to highlight a $125 billion plan by Micron, which also includes a project near the company headquarters in Idaho. This is the U.S. economy slows down more than expected in the first quarter, growth of 1.6%, and then Wall Street hit the brakes. The Dow down 375 at the bell, but that's off session lows. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The U.S. Agriculture Department wants more testing for bird flu in dairy cows.
The USDA previously required reporting of bird flu in poultry and wild birds, but not in dairy cows. That changes under new government mandates after bird flu has been confirmed recently at 33 dairy cattle farms in 8 states. The new order requires dairy cattle moving between states to be tested. The government says samples of pasteurized milk in grocery stores have shown remnants of the bird flu, though that the commercial milk supply is safe because of the pasteurization process. The bird flu testing order doesn't apply to cattle raised as beef, but the USDA says that could change. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Anyone under age 18 would need permission from a parent or guardian to have a social media account under a bill headed to the Tennessee governor. It also mandates that platforms verify parental consent and provide a way for parents to supervise accounts. A British mayor is hoping to host the Super Bowl one day.
The Super Bowl will be played in New Orleans next year, then Santa Clara, California, then Los Angeles. But what about a Super Bowl in London, England? Ahead of a coming mayoral election in London May 2nd, when Sadiq Khan will be trying to win a third term, he appealed to voting sports fans Thursday. Khan announced he would like for the capital city of the UK to host the largest American sporting event and others. Khan wrote on social media, "London is already the sporting capital of the world. If I'm re-elected next Thursday, we will go even further. We'll look to bring WrestleMania, Super Bowl, and the NBA to London and put together another bid for the 2040 Olympics."
Fox's Jared Max. The NFL has played regular season games in other countries since 2005 and in London since 2007. The NFL draft is tonight with USC quarterback Caleb Williams expected to be the top pick overall going to Chicago. Recapping stocks, the Dow drops 3 $375, but finishes over $38K after dropping more during the session. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.